This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Post-Christmas bliss. I hope you guys are feeling it. I hope you're loving it. You're enjoying it. Let's tone this down just a little bit. Mic's a little hot. Yeah, that should be better. Anyway, I hope you guys are. I hope you had a good time. I know we talked about this, the Nashville bombing, and I will tell you right now, there are signs that are saying that potentially this is somebody that's mad at Dominion. There are things pointing to that direction. We don't know. But I'll tell you this. I'll tell you what you can and can't rule out. You can rule out Tea Party members. You can rule out conservatives like ourselves. You can rule out nuns, anybody that professes themselves to be a true Christian or a true conservative, even a true Republican. But here's what you cannot rule out. You cannot rule out the Democrats bomb something themselves. You cannot rule out Muslim terrorists and a host of other things. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me at Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Lots of changes coming that we're prepping for the end of the year, and lots of things coming for 2021. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to support us, I ask that you do a little bit of something a few times a week to help us move the plane down the runway, if you can do that. Just move it down the runway just a bit. Something. Promote us on social media. Maybe you make a donation or two. We've had some people write into the show and make donations or whatever. I don't know what it'll be, but every little bit helps. And this is going to be our year. We're going to look back at 2020 and say 2020 was indeed hindsight. Because when you look back on it and you look at all the things that were tried against us and what we were able to push back on and everything that we've got working so far, you'll get it. You'll understand what I mean. We live in a time, folks, it's a crazy time. We have the meanest un-American first lady in history, Michelle Obama, who is lauded. And that same first lady is put on the cover of every magazine on the planet. At the time she was first lady, and even to this day, they try to make you believe she is the most popular first lady in the history of this country. But the loveliest first lady by far, inside and out, a former supermodel whose immigrant story is worthy of any awards, adorns no covers of magazines. She gets no coverage for anything that she does. Why? Because we live in a time where people want you to believe that we should all have this white guilt, that Melania has white privilege. Why should we give her anything more? Why should we laud her anymore? Michelle Obama deserves it. You want to see an affirmative action first lady? I give you Michelle Obama. You want to see a first lady penalized for her beauty and her grace and her poise? For nothing more than being white? I give you Melania Trump. If Melania Trump were Melania Obama, you wouldn't even know that another first lady existed. The KevinJacksonShow.com, part of the Kevin Jackson Network, 844. I'm going to get it right here in a minute. 844-551-8255. Babylon B did a story. Man chokes in restaurant and Dr. Jill springs into action delivering an educational lecture. And I thought to myself, see, that's the sarcasm and the snark that we need to get through this crisis that we find ourselves in America. Right now, we're talking about Dr. Jill. It's not going to go away. It's one of those things that deserves ridicule when somebody wants a title in order to feel good about themselves. See, that's what I love about conservatism. I don't need any awards to feel good about myself. Are they nice to get? Absolutely. But I don't need them, and neither do you. But see, the good news is the news gets out. It's gotten out about Dr. Jill and her BS PhD. No matter how the left tries to control the news or the truth gets free. And the truth sets others free. The truth about Dr. Jill is now in the mainstream. The truth and the juice about Hunter Biden is now in the news stream, and not just a little bit. We're talking about it. I'm telling you, ultimately this will be investigated. They say they try to demoralize you. Donald Trump is prepping for departure. He's given out all these pardons and these new appointments. Donald Trump has been pardoning people little by little since his presidency. He hasn't done a mass pardon. He's pardoning people. But he's prepping, right? Well, they could be right. But I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so at all. I believe that we will win in the end, because what the left doesn't understand is that we get it. We know what they did, and we are very upset. And Donald Trump isn't going to let it go. Look, it'll play itself out. I'm not going to deal with it too much. I'll talk a little bit about some stuff that I believe Mike Pence is doing in order to crack down on these liars. So we'll get into that a little bit this hour. And I don't know what else we'll cover, but we'll figure it out. Oh, my goodness. There's a scene in Apollo 13. You guys seen that movie, Apollo 13? The ill-fated mission where they're going to go to the moon, and then they go to stir the oxygen, and all heck breaks loose up there. Anyway, in the movie, they're discussing, you know, it's worldwide news. That nobody even showed it. The networks wouldn't even show it because it had become so routine. And I equate this to Americans to some degree. Things have become so routine for us that we let things slip. We don't even care about them anymore. Anyway, so they stir the oxygen tanks and they leak in oxygen, and the astronauts are in big trouble. And there's a scene in this movie, I swear it's so funny. It was Congress, and it was like Walter Cronkite, one of these big news guys back in the day, and he says, Congress has passed a bill asking all Americans to pray for the safe return of the astronauts. They passed a bill praying for the safe return of astronauts. And I thought to myself, wow, would that ever happen, you know, today? Congress passing a bill to pray for the safe return? And then they talked about all over the world, countries were praying for these astronauts to be safe. We were one collective. And in a very short amount of time, we have people that want to sell out this country, and we're no longer that collective. It's just something to think about. Anyway, lots to talk about. Pence, Poland's cracking down. I'm glad you're here. Makes it fun.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got this story. I got to tell you, I love what Poland is doing. Poland, in case you guys know it, they're kind of a radical country in the sense that they don't toe the line with political correctness. So this next story doesn't surprise me at all. In Poland, there's a law pending that will fine big tech firms $2.2 million every time they unconstitutionally censor lawful free speech online. And I'm telling you, it's making me want to set my business up in Poland so I can sue Facebook and Twitter. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. America should have led on this subject. We should have led on it. Facebook is an American company. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's out of Canada. And he was saying, Kevin, American companies are the most innovative, blah, blah, blah. And I said, we are. I'll admit that. Canada, everybody else follows the lead after we do it. We start a Google, Chinese has, they have a thing called Yugle or something like that. They got a equivalent to YouTube, Google, but it's all knockoffs. Probably all stolen technology, too. Anyway, we innovate. It's very innovative to link the world the way Facebook did it. Google and its search algorithms, innovative. YouTube and the way that it renders video, innovative. I could go on. Americans that have already cracked down on these social media sites. It's like, it would be like saying, you can't get on the internet if you have any thoughts that don't follow what we think are good thoughts. So in other words, if you want to search for porn, the internet's not for you. I don't look for porn, but for the people who do, I'm not going to stop them. There's an appetite for everything, and you may not like it all. And some of it may even be things that are illegal or whatever. But guess what? That's how people get caught. Cops use people's Facebook page to catch them all the time. I'm not mad at them. I'm not a crook. If you want to put something out on Facebook like, yeah, man, we just robbed this old lady, came through, boom, 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 boom. Okay, you want to put that on your Facebook page? Fine. Wow. But don't be mad if you get caught using it. But people argue with me like, well, Kevin, would you want neo-Nazis? I don't care if there are neo-Nazis on there are neo-Nazi pages on the internet. Google may suppress them. But if you want to find something that you're into, you can find it. You can code it. You can create it. I don't even care. At the end of the day, the people who want that will go for it. The overwhelming people I know, number of people, they don't want anything to do with neo-Nazis or Aryan Brotherhood or Black Lives Matter or the New Black Panthers or any of the other radical racist organizations out there. So why am I afraid to let the hundreds of people who visit those sites, oh, Kevin, it could start a movement. Really? Kind of like the Joe Biden stealing the presidency movement? It's funny, the movements that they want to condone and the ones that they don't. America should have led on this. And they should have already been cracking down on these Gestapo, Facebook, Twitter, Google, all of them. Because that's what they are. Anyway, in Poland, they neutered them. They say, under its provision, social media service will not be allowed to remove content or block accounts if that content on them does not break Polish law. See, we already have laws. Poland does. They have some in Europe. They have very strict laws against hate speech. I think it's silly. But they do. And we have laws of decorum. Like I said, if you tell me, Kevin, if you're a black-centric racist, like many black people are, like, man, these white people, you know, and you just hate white people, then you're just as big of a racist to me, and I don't want anything to do with you either. But here's what this thing says. In the event of removal or blockage, a complaint can be sent on the platform, which will have 24 hours to consider it. Within 48 hours of decision, a user will be able to file a petition to the court for the return of access. The court will consider complaints within 7 days of receiving the entire processes to be electronic. I hope they win this, so help me God. And I'm going to find a Polish equivalent of what I do, and I'm going to finance them and get it up there, and we're going to co-work it. We're going to test Facebook like you wouldn't believe. Yeah, baby, this has the potential to be a game changer. I don't know, maybe people will set up their IP. I don't know how it all works, but maybe they'll set up their IPs in Poland so they can be a part of it. Or I'll get dual citizenship. I'll become a Polish citizen if I have to. Right now, my page has been taken down on Facebook for no other reason. I don't have a reason. I can't tell you. I didn't do anything. Anyway, this guy goes on to say this. He says, often the victims of tendencies for ideological censorship are also a representation of various groups operating in Poland whose content is removed or blocked just because they express views and refer to the values that are unacceptable from the point of view of communities with an ever stronger influence on the functioning of social media. He said, it's not an easy topic. We realize that on the internet there should be a sphere of guarantees for everybody who feels slandered a sphere of limitation of various content which may carry a negative impact on the sphere of other people's freedoms. But here's what I say. So let's look at Hunter Biden. I look at Hunter Biden's case, and I call him a crackhead. Now, in Poland, you can get in trouble for that because you can't disparage or whatever. But I would fight it and say, well, let me ask you this. He smokes crack. They've got it in his server, you know, his server. He smokes crack. He's a cocaine addict. He's a lowlife. What am I saying that isn't true? Just explain to me. Because if you're taking crack and then you marry your brother's widow, you divorce her for a skank, you have a baby with said skank and you don't want to pay child support, and you're accused of trying to run a criminal enterprise for your family, what exactly is that? Are you a choir boy? How should I refer to you? It bugs me. So anyway, kudos to Poland. And the reason why the you watch Zuckerberg spend $350 to $400 million for the very same things that Dinesh D'Souza went to prison for $20,000. The reason why this has occurred is because the left believes they're going to defeat Donald Trump, and this 230 bill, which is similar to what Poland did, that'll let all of us sue these suckers that want to limit us. Why? Because we believe in the truth. We believe in the idea that WuFu is nonsense. Don't misunderstand me. The disease exists. But to put these draconian measures in place is ridiculous. To want to implement global climate just because you think it's fashionable and you take taxpayer money is insane. The amount of money we spent on WuFu and global climate change, it quite frankly should have people in prison. Anyway, I got to take a short break, but this one has me a little worked up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. House members could override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act on Monday. The president says the bill is weak on China and does not take away liability protection from social media companies. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says he's grateful no one other than the bomber was killed in the massive Christmas Day explosion in Nashville.
Incredible work. In a day when law enforcement need encouragement, they have given us encouragement by saving countless lives down there.
The Republican governor continues about the tremendous devastation the blast caused to local businesses that were already struggling because of the pandemic.
I see business owners with a new struggle, but we are starting today. We're beginning to determine ways that we're going to rebuild.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News. The coronavirus situation in California is dire. More than 35,000 COVID cases reported there on Sunday. Hospitals being pushed to the brink as patients are being stacked in hallways, gift shops, and conference rooms. This all happening as California has some of the strictest virus restrictions in the country, forcing many restaurants and small businesses to close. Dr. Quanta Ahmed believes the lockdowns are not helping in the Golden State.
The quarantine should be tailored where there are outbreaks and clusters, but I am beginning to be increasingly skeptical of the lockdowns because what's not mentioned, lockdowns are also causing severe mental health. We know 1% rise in unemployment shoots up suicides. So the deaths that we're going to accumulate because of these lockdowns are going to be so destructive.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Holiday sales are slightly up this year. MasterCard Spending Plus says retail sales rose 2.4%. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Back from Christmas. Hopefully you had a joyous celebration with family and friends and you disregarded all this COVID woo flu nonsense and all the iterations of it that are going to come. Let me tell you something, people. If Donald Trump were not president, this would end quickly. The Democrats have proven their point. They can get people to become sheep over nothing. So now they wait. If Biden were president, they'd say, we've got plenty of time. They probably have the House and the Senate, too. But now they got things, and I don't think it's going to happen. I can tell you right now, every single day leads me to believe, even with more fervor, that Donald Trump will serve his second term. And that perp walk that I've been waiting for, that you've been waiting for, is going to happen. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. After your celebration with family and friends and the most holiest of holidays. Well, technically, I guess Easter is. But certainly a very powerful holiday for Christians. A spiritual time for us all. A time to reflect, even though you should reflect daily. Don't wait until a year and go, oh, let me reflect back. You forget a lot of stuff. You don't remember what you ate 32 days ago. Exactly. You don't. Don't even try. Don't even try to think about it. Anyway, let me tell you what you already know. If the real votes are counted, Trump won. If they count only the real votes. If they throw out the fake votes, Trump won. I say these things knowing that it will stop the reach of my social media. I can't help myself. I'm geared for truth. Here's some more truth. Joe Biden couldn't get 60 million votes in an election, much less 82 million. Are you kidding me? But what's funny about this is Democrats are too stupid to be embarrassed about selecting Joe Biden as what I call their faux president select. He can enjoy whatever titles he wants, but he's no more than a president select. And he's a faux president-select. He is not going to have that title. It's not a legit title. But going back to the Democrats, I want you to imagine picking a 78-year-old demented man who's got a record of nothing, who has been accused of being a sexual predator. He screwed around his wife, which, you know, guys do those types of things. I'm not trying to moralize about it, but he makes it look as if it was Mr. Admirable. His first wife tried to commit suicide and dang near killed the kids because he was screwing around with Jill. And Joe makes it sound like Dr. Jill is an amazing person, just like Kamala Harris.
Nothing but a vice presidential call girl. I guess if you need somebody to go pay the ultimate sacrifice and sleep with a few world leaders, you, hey, Kamala Harris makes a great VP for that. Vice President Select. A 78-year-old man is your champion. I'm not talking, look, I'm no ageist. We're aging better. I have friends in their 80s that are doing really well. One of them, unfortunately, is not doing very well, and my heart goes out to him because he's like a father figure to me. Certainly like a big brother. But anyway, Donald Trump, in his 70s, I guess he's a septuagenarian, and he looks like he's in his 50s. He certainly can be my champion. But let me tell you why. He's an accomplished person. Donald Trump does what he says, and that's what matters to me. Joe Biden has had 40-plus years to do something productive, and he's nothing but a talker. That's who you want championing your cause? That dude? Let me just say this to you Democrats. The guy who put his crackhead son in charge of the empire? I don't know about you, but I would not put my crackhead son in charge of the empire. I might put my sex fiend daughter in charge of it. I don't know. The Bidens don't have a lot of choices. Now that Bo is dead, you know, the good one, the good son. I'm not making fun of the Biden family. I'm just telling you who they are. The good son married a woman who was willing to marry the man's brother after he died. And here's the thing. She knew the character of the brother. The guy who left her to go screw around with a pole dancing porn star. And then had a baby by her and didn't want to pay child support. The guy who had been kicked out of the Navy because he had a coke problem. Look, he's probably a good kid off of drugs. Most people are. But he's been on drugs his whole life. He's been coddled by being a senator's kid and coddled by Jill, who's trying to fit in with the family that she almost destroyed. And we want to give these guys some sort of credit? You think I'm going to...
Whoa, Kevin, let's act like it's John McCain again and let's start talking about his service in the military. Oh, he's a war hero.
No, he's not. He ruined Arizona. I know I'm shifting gears here. But McCain ruined Republican politics in Arizona. Ruined them. That's why Doug Ducey's a rhino scumbag. And we've got a whole list of people who were willing to roll over when the Democrats rang the dinner bell. That's the guy you want to champion your cause. I'd rather suck Whoopi Goldberg's feet than to pick a guy like that. Oh, yeah, I know. Whoopi Goldberg's old nasty toes going in your mouth. Sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I just want you to understand that I'd rather do that than have to pick a clown like Joe Biden as my champion. I want you to just consider the decision-making they went through when they started going, who can we pick for the big steal? We can't pick Kamala Harris because nobody will believe it, that we're going to let, well, do I really need to use the word, into the White House as our president? That would be our first president, female? No, let's not go that route. They didn't pick any of the other black folks. Corey Spartacus Booker, he would have been at least a better choice. He was a longer-serving senator than Kamala Harris, but they didn't pick Corey. Why? They could have placed anybody. They could have picked a black guy. They could have picked that Hispanic dude. What's his name? Luis something? They could have picked him. They could have picked Andrew Yang. I almost said Wang. Andrew Yang. I was still thinking about Kamala Harris. I was thinking Andrew Wang. But they could have picked Yang. They didn't pick Yang. They could have picked Tulsi Gabbard. They could have picked Elizabeth Warren. She could have been the first. They didn't. They skipped over them. They skipped over every woman, every black, every Hispanic, every gay, every whatever
in order to pick an old, demented white guy. You want to know why they picked that clown? Because he had the credentials. Oh, he's a former vice president, a 47-year senator who's done nothing. I just described his family. I'm not being mean. I described his family for what they are. Bo Biden did his daddy's dirty deeds. That's what he did. Yeah, that's great alliteration. He did them. That's what he did for his father. He was the henchman. They made him attorney general. He was given that seat. The Bidens aren't respected. They're placed into places. They call it a DNA. You know, like if your father was it, you get to be it. If your mother was a senator, you get to be the governor or whatever. It's family DNA. That's how they pick these roles. And that's how Bo Biden, the good son, I'm no investigative reporter, but I'll bet you this. It wouldn't take me a month to find more dirt on Bo Biden than you could shake a stick at. Don't try to make the... No, you're not going to make these people martyrs in my eyes. Oh, I know, this isn't the type of talk radio, Kevin, we'll hear on the national radio scene because we all have to play the game. I don't have to play the game. I don't believe in their titles. I don't believe in anything that these clowns do. They are reckless. They don't care about us. And they give themselves these titles and they make them their family so much better than yours. You're sitting out here going, geez, wish my kids could be like that. I wish my kids could all be blah, blah, blah. Joe Biden wants you to believe his crackhead son's all, he's all good. It's all good in the hood, man. Hey. He's getting over his maladies. No, he wasn't dishonorably discharged. There's no way he's connected to any type of improprieties overseas. A guy that gets paid millions of dollars to sit on a board to do nothing. He has no skill set. And Joe Biden says, no, it's not the family name. And I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't greasing the skids. I'd have more respect for him if he says, yeah, I was definitely trying to give my crackhead son a leg up. Because you know what? He struggles. And we're sick of dealing with it in the family. But he doesn't have the guts to do that. A lot of truth out there I'm giving you today. Democrats gloating over a steal. Biden bragged to a group of black so-called leaders about how many votes he got from various groups. This clown and the black clowns that were on that call know Joe Biden's vote is as fraudulent as Sharpton's tax return. And what am I going to talk about when I come back? Because I'm running out of time. I'm going to talk about what Pence said about this election. And I'm going to make you feel good. Going to give you more breadcrumbs on why I think Trump serves his second term. And I'll eat the crow if I lose.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden being your champion and told you what I would rather do than to have to admit that that's the best we got. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it as the Kevin Jackson Show. So, after everything I talked about, Joe Biden's their champion. He's supposedly the president-elect, right? We're supposed to believe that he won the thing. And here's what I can tell you. Team Trump knows where things stand. And I repeat myself. I've said it on this show, and I've said it on other interviews on other stations, that I doubt a Wharton-educated, self-made billionaire who bucked the odds and won the presidency in 2016 is going to roll over for some feeble 47-year do-nothing political stooge like Biden. So game on! Game on, baby! Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And I want to play for you what Vice President Pence had to say while he was at a Turning Point event in Florida. And I'm going to explain why this is a big deal. Huge, in fact. And you got to listen to the words here, okay? So here's Vice President Pence in Florida.
I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted. We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out.
He went on to say, we're going to win Georgia. We're going to save America, and we will never stop fighting to make America great again. You watch. That's what he said. Now, I don't know all the procedural stuff about how things go because I didn't study history that closely when I was in school. I was an engineer. But I will tell you, I've looked into it. And Pence only has to accept legal electoral ballot, electoral college stuff. Legal. That's it. He does not have to accept illegal votes. So I'm telling you, January 6th is going to get interesting. But let's go back to what he said. I want you to consider Mike Pence for just a second. I know Mike Pence. I knew him as a senator. And I remember he came into the green room. I was somewhere at a big event. And I just remember this dude is so buttoned up. He's so just, you know, off, just, you know, the tie, the suit, everything in its place. And I didn't think too much of him. Nice guy. And even as vice president, I've looked at him and just said, you know, he's kind of fades into the woodwork. Trump is a huge presence, man. I mean, I've been around Trump before he was president. He's a huge presence. But Pence, you know, he's very pensive. Funny that you know, that word introspectively in a person who thinks, and that's part of his name, Pence. He's not prone to hyperbole. In fact, he measures his words carefully, but he did not mince words in this speech. In fact, he kind of sounded a little bit like Sidney Powell. You know, Sidney has a tendency, you know, we've got all this evidence, and we're going to produce this, that, and the other. But Pence is not the type. You get what I'm saying? What I'm trying to get you to understand is that when you get a guy like him to start saying, hey, we're going to fight, we're going to toss, we're only going to count the legitimate ballots, we're going to toss all the illegitimate ballots, we're going to win Georgia, we're going to save this country, and we're not going anywhere, you watch. He didn't say we're not going anywhere, but he's not. I got a whole other discussion around that we talked about, these departures, that they stopped the departures. Anyway, the other thing is Pence has been very much in the background of the Trump administration. As I kind of alluded earlier, rarely is he even mentioned as a candidate in 2024. When you start hearing about candidates, you hear people talk about Nikki Haley. They talk about Ted Cruz. Pence, who's number two under the best president ever, and nobody mentions him. They look at it as, no, he's just going to ride it out as a VP. He's pushed aside for others. Well, maybe his time is nigh. That was the boldest I'll be honest, I don't listen to a lot of Pence speeches, but of the ones I've heard, that was the boldest, most braggadocio I've heard that came out of his mouth. And if he saves, and I'm going to just stop to say when he saves the Trump second term, because I don't know that it's going to be him that necessarily does it. That's the only reason why I put the if in there. It's going to move him firmly into the spotlight. You will now have a reason to look at Pence as a potential presidential candidate. Because who better to take over the presidency than the man who watched from the bowels of the dirtiest leftist politics in history than Pence, and who learned many things from Trump. And I believe Trump and Pence are, I mean, Pence is wears his religion on his sleeve. Never goes anywhere without his wife, is not in the presence of another woman without his wife, you know, that kind of thing. Good for him. But he is essentially the very pious version of Trump. Trump's more like, hey, I'll get out there, I'll do stuff. But so here's what I'm trying to say. Imagine a very measured president, Pence, who's learned under Trump what you can't let these people get away with. Who's learned the dirtiest of politics, everything that they're going to throw at you. And he says, I'm going to make sure this never happens again. I'm not making a campaign commercial for the guy. I'm not. I don't care. I want somebody that is willing to get in there. And, you know, when you say you want to fight, he says, let's go. I like that approach. Now, I'm going to be honest. A lot of people don't like the confrontation. I want a leader who's willing to confront. I've given you guys stories of people I've admired and watched as a kid. I'll tell this quick story. Oh, I was playing on a basketball team for one of the a friend of mine's oldest brother. He was the older brother of a very good family of athletes. And we had booked the gym, and I was in like the fifth grade maybe. We had booked the gym, and when we got there, there was a guy in there with his team. And this guy's name is Willie, my coach. So, big white guy. Another big athlete teaching. Anyway, Willie goes in and he's like, hey, man, what's up? And he's like, yeah. So he's like, well, it's our time for the gym. And the guy like gave him, you know, like, no, we're here till this time. And Willie's got the paperwork in his hand and a basketball under his arm. And he's looking at it. He goes, well, man, I'm looking at the paperwork here. And, you know, it's our time for the gym. But we're over on the side just kind of watching. The kids were. And you could tell Willie's trying to negotiate. You know, look, man, y'all be here a little bit of time, whatever. But we have the gym, you know, coming up. And it got contentious. And I just saw Willie place the basketball down and say something along the lines of, we have the gym. And the guy was, oh, okay. Big white dude, like a linebacker looking dude. And Willie's built more like a basketball player. But the Jones family was a family of athletes. When I tell you, though, their father played for the Cowboys. A couple of the boys did. One of their guys was a running back for the top junior college in the country. They just great athletes. Anyway, Willie put that basketball down, and that guy was like, he picked up camp. And I just remember thinking, okay, he tried negotiation. And when it push came to shove, he's like, well, let's put our money where our mouth is. Now, I'm in the fourth or fifth grade, and I noticed that. And see, that's what I see in Trump. But I just saw it in Pence. He's not playing this meek, submissive guy. He says, you know what? We're going to count all the legal votes. We will not count the illegal votes. And we're going to put our efforts into Georgia. We're going to win the Senate. We're going to save this country. You watch. Just like I watched Willie. And you know why I think Pence has that kind of a backbone? Because when I met Pence years ago, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe he possessed that. I don't believe many of these Republicans that possess the backbone that they currently have, they got it installed by Trump. And backed by you and me, the 80-plus million people that voted for Donald Trump this election, and the 60-plus million who put him in 2016. So I'm anxious for the outcome of this situation. It's like the Durham Report on steroids, because I want to see the Durham Report, but this has the freedom of America in the balance. Are we going to be a third world crap hole where votes don't count, or will the rule of law be established and hundreds of leftists be arrested for sedition? I know what you're not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.